Hey, hey, my feel good friend, and welcome to minisode 18 of the Feel Good Social Podcast. If you haven't caught one of these minisodes yet, they're basically quick and actionable episodes that you can easily listen to and then go implement immediately. And this week, we are talking about customer testimonials, how they can help to improve your strategy, improve your customer relationships, improve your content creation process. And also, I'm sharing my three favorite ways to easily share customer testimonials on Instagram. So after today's episode, I dare you to share a customer testimonial to your Instagram account this week, my friend. If you do, I would love for you to tag me so I can see it and just comment on it, leave you some love, and then also make sure that I'm following you because I definitely want to get connected over on Instagram. I am at Feel Good Social. Tag me in your customer testimonial. Let's get connected, my friend. All right, let's dive right in. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I'm here to help you market your business in a genuine way that works without wasting your precious time. On this show, we chat about social media strategy and mindset tips with a focus on, you guessed it, feeling good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some genuine conversation for the good of your biz. All right. So quickly, I want to cover why customer testimonials can truly be so awesome for your Instagram content, your marketing strategy, nurturing your customers, all those things. And it's basically what I just said, right? Firstly, customer testimonials can really be helpful in providing social proof to potential customers. Okay. So customer testimonials can really be like the final push if someone's on the fence when it comes to buying from you. If they've been, you know, mulling over, waffling over whether they want to actually buy what you're selling, if they see a customer testimonial, it can be like the icing on the cake. Right? So social proof can be super, super helpful. Also, there is a kind of healthy dose of FOMO that can happen. I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes if I'm following someone, a brand that creates products or like a coach or something online, and I would love to work with them or I would love to buy that product someday, and then I see a customer testimonial post from them that's like, oh, this person was so wonderful to work with, or, oh, this product changed my life. It's amazing. Then over here on the other side of the screen, I'm like, I want that. And so that same thing can be useful for you, my friend, with your brand as well. That's one of the reasons customer testimonials can be so helpful with your marketing content. Now, when it comes to your customers who are actually giving you testimonials, testimonials are also awesome to share because it makes your customers feel seen, heard, loved, appreciated, right? If you share your customers' kind words, it just helps to nurture the relationship with them, which is amazing. And finally, customer testimonials are super awesome for content because they're so easy to create. I mean, you're not even really creating anything, right? It's like you are taking your customers' praises and you're just slapping them up on social media, right? And so you actually don't have to create or come up with anything. Your customer did all the hard work for you. So I love customer testimonial posts when I run into one of those days where I'm like, oh shoot, I thought I had a post planned and I didn't. What should I post today? Customer testimonial, because it's super easy to create and whip out of your back pocket, right? So before we get into my four favorite ways to share customer testimonials on social media specifically, I want to quickly cover how you can gather customer testimonials, right? Because if you're on the other side of the earbuds being like, okay, Kins, I hear you. I should be sharing customer testimonials, but I don't have any. Here's the thing, my friend. If you are a new business owner and you are just starting out and you don't have any customers or clients yet to gather testimonials from, that is okay. No shame. They will come. They will come to you. You will be able to gather customer testimonials. I promise. That's actually probably a whole nother podcast episode that I could go into how to start to do that if you're in the very beginning stages of your business. However, If you already have customers and clients who love you, who you've worked with, who you've gotten results for, and you're just too dang scared to ask them for a testimonial, firstly, I understand that. I have had many a conversation with many of my coaching clients talking about how scary it can be to ask for feedback from your customers, even when you got them awesome results, even when you know they loved working with you, even when you know they loved your products and all those things. It can still be scary to reach out and say, hey, can I have some feedback? Hey, could I have a testimonial to put on my website? It can be scary. The fear gremlins are real that come into your head and tell you that, oh no, it really wasn't as awesome as you thought it was, or oh no, they really didn't get the results you thought they did, and all of those things. However, what I want to tell you is that you need to take a deep breath. You need to actually remind yourself of the reality of your customer's experience. They freaking loved you, okay? And then just reach out to them and ask, okay? It's as simple as that. You just need to take a deep breath, reach out to them, and ask your customer for feedback. And it can go something like this. Hey, customer name, I would really appreciate some feedback on your experience working with me. Any feedback, room for improvement, I would love to hear from you. And also, I was wondering if you could possibly provide a testimonial that I could share on Instagram and put on our website. We would so appreciate it. If you're looking for anything to say, a few questions to think about are, what was your experience like working with us? What results did you see, or how was your life improved through working with us? And who would you recommend us to? Those are three questions that are really great for just getting a simple testimonial out of people. And it can be as simple as an email. Okay, so just take a deep breath and do it, my friend. Gather those testimonials because they will make your marketing, your customer relationship, and your content creation process oh so much better. So now that we have gathered our testimonials, let's talk about my favorite ways to share them on Instagram. The first way is to create a customer testimonial graphic template that you can reuse again and again and again. Okay. If you've been listening to the podcast for any amount of time, you probably know that I am obsessed with Canva.com. It's free. It's easy to use. It's what I've created our Brand Vibe bundles in that I now share tons and tons of templates with anyone who wants to grab a Brand Vibe bundle. And it's just so awesome for creating customer testimonial graphic templates that feel on brand for you, that feature your customer's quote or the whole testimonial, and that you can reuse again and again for different testimonials, right? If you want to see examples of what these look like, I have created, I think, at least 3 customer testimonial graphic templates in each of my Brand Vibe bundles that I've created that I sell on my website. So if you want to head to feelgoodsocial.com/brandvibebundles, you can just kind of peruse the templates if you want. I kind of share exactly what they look like in each of the places, and you can just see what customer testimonials could look like. But overall, they should feature your customer's quote, one sentence from it, or the entire testimonial is fine. You could add a little place for your customer's photo, right, to personalize it more. That can be super cute, and people love faces, as we learned from last week's mini-sode. And basically, that's it. You just want to make sure that they feel on brand. That can be easily done through using your brand fonts and brand colors. And you can always just reuse them for all of your different customers to create some cohesion on your Instagram account. Now, the second way I love to share customer testimonials is through screenshots of their actual testimonials. And I especially love this if you get a quote unquote testimonial comment on Instagram. You know what your brand vibe is on Instagram? I have a new fun quiz that's just for you, my friend. I, of all people, know how hard it is to figure out how the heck you're supposed to translate your brand to the gram. And with this quick 7-question quiz, we will help you hone in on your brand's personality, voice, and visuals so that you can show up consistently and create content that looks beautiful and feels on brand for you. If you'd like to check out our new Brand Vibe quiz, just head to feelgoodsocial.com/quiz. Pretty easy. Head to feelgoodsocial.com/quiz to find out what your brand's vibe is on social media and start showing up there for your brand. Now, the second way I love to share customer testimonials is through screenshots of their actual testimonials. And I especially love this if you get a quote unquote testimonial comment on Instagram. This happens for me a lot when I am promoting my online course, The Social Map, because my past social map students and one-on-one coaching clients will comment on a lot of my posts where I'm promoting the course and say, oh my gosh, this course was so wonderful, changed my life, great investment, yada, yada, yada. And I'm saying yada, 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 but really I'm sending them so much love and gratitude for leaving comments like that. It just makes me so happy every time I see it. And every time I see it, I screenshot those comments that I can then turn into a screenshot customer testimonial post, okay? And it's so, so easy. Just screenshot it and drop it into a Canva template that has like an on-brand feeling background for you. And I love these so much because their profile photos like right next to it, their usernames right there, you can tell that it's an actual screenshot of a real person who actually left a comment on someone's Instagram post. It just really adds to like, I think, the validity of it in a way, right? I don't think that customer testimonial graphics are bad at all, or like people like question them often, but you know, ultimately, if someone just wanted to create a testimonial graphic from like a fake person, they totally could. And so screenshots just kind of like bolster the validity of it, the authenticity of it. So I love doing screenshot testimonials. And again, you can like then tag them in your Instagram post and say, thank you so much for the kind words. This is wonderful, right? Okay, the third customer testimonial that I love to share is a little bit harder to get, but amazing results come from this, okay? And it is video testimonials. If you can kindly ask your customers and clients to record a, you know, 30-second to 1-minute video testimonial, basically just saying, I totally recommend this brand. I loved working with them. This is my experience. These are the results we got. Totally recommend these people. If they can do a face-to-camera video testimonial, just like short, quick, to the point, recommending your brand, that is amazing, right? Because firstly, faces are so engaging. Secondly, there is no way you can fake that, right? And thirdly, people just love to connect with people like that. They'll see themselves in that person recommending you and they'll trust it more so. So video customer testimonials are amazing. They are a little bit harder to get your customers to commit to because it's scary to be on camera. We know this. So I wouldn't ask everyone for video testimonials, but your favorite clients who you have a real relationship with, who you adore, who adore you, reach out to them. Make sure that you explain everything. Make sure that you make them feel super, super comfortable. Give them tips for showing up on video. Let them know average time, which I think video testimonials can be like a minute long, seriously. And then give them like prompts of how to start their sentences or like what questions to answer. And then say, you know, I would so appreciate this. Maybe give them like a little bonus treat or something. Send them a Starbucks gift card if possible. Or I don't know, do something to like just make them feel appreciated and make them know that you appreciate them taking time out of their day to provide a video testimonial. And then if it's a vertical video format, which is amazing, use that as an Instagram reel, my friend. Reels are getting such great traction right now. And it's just, you don't have to do a lot of editing. Just add some closed captions on there. Auto-generated captions are now happening on Instagram, which is awesome. And yeah, just share it and say thank you so much for the kind words and tag them. They're awesome. I love customer testimonials via video. All right, my friend. Well, there you have it. 3 ways that you can share customer testimonials this week, and I dare you to do it. If you do share customer testimonial to Instagram inspired by this episode, I would absolutely love for you to tag me at Feel Good Social just so that I can see it and celebrate with you, and also leave you some love in the comments and make sure that I'm giving you a follow because I want to get this conversation started. I want to connect with you on Instagram, my friend. All right. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week and I will catch you next time. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.